welcome back. And we have Ryan here, Ryan Frace. Ryan, welcome back. Let's start off with our two new products we're releasing, which is our Arthritix, A-R-T-H-R-I-T hyphen X, to turn off joint inflammation for osteo and rheumatoid and inflammatory arthritis and tissue inflammation with type 2 collagen. And, of course, our new Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride that's 300 to 400% absorbed. Getting the anti-inflammatory fatty acids is literally universal for protecting your brain, your blood vessels, your solid organs from autoimmune disease and cancer. The inflammation is the background of almost every illness, including obesity and diabetes. This is an important breakthrough. So tell us about these two products.
Hey, Dr. Bell, the Omega Supreme Pro, wow. Everybody out there probably takes some form of fish oil, but the problem with fish oil, most people know, is one, quality. Okay, we can have that covered with this amazing 5-star certified quality fish oil for heavy metals, PCBs, anisidine values, potency, radiation levels. All that stuff has been completely analyzed. This is the purest oil you're going to find. But the beauty is the size of the Omega Supreme Pro is literally the width of a dime. It's smaller in height, but it's the width of a dime. It's probably less than half of what the size most people have taken before. But its potency to it, because of this monoglyceride technology, which is basically, if people can just use a simplistic thought, it's pre-digested fats. So most Americans and people around the world are finding out that they have very bad digestive capabilities. They do not actually absorb things like they should. So even though you're taking X amount of fish oil, let's just say 1,300 milligrams of standard fish oil, your absorption of those oils is quite low just because enzyme activity is off, your pH balance is off, you've got all kinds of things that are dysfunctional. So you actually can't take your oils and move them into what they need to be, either free fatty acid or a monoglyceride. So this is a breakthrough in technology where it's a stabilized version that allows you to deliver that monoglyceride. So it puts it on the doorstep, literally, that your intestinal lining, you can absorb it right away. And so that threefold greater impact.
Right.
And so the small dime size, Dr. Bell, let me just make this one point.
Yeah.
That small dime size fish oil will actually dose equivalent about 1,350 milligrams of fish oil, which most of your listeners probably only take about a gram anyway. And so you can crank up doses, and you're barely, like, they're little tiny things.
My wife said this because she doesn't like big pills. She said, "You're kidding, Bill." I popped one out and showed it to her. She said, "I can swallow that." That's her big, and she got, her eyes got bright. I'm thinking, my wife can swallow it. Now, you got to understand this. Now, Michelle is unusually healthy at her age. She's 61, but she's as healthy as most women in their 30s. She doesn't take any pills. She hasn't seen a doctor in years. She's got no health problems at all. But that said, if you actually start doing more advanced functional testing, genetic testing, and so on, women even at her age that have no health problems at all are heading toward things like inflammation that can cause things like osteoarthritis, diabetes, vascular disease, inflammation of the brain that can cause dementia, but it can be, you don't know until you're in trouble, like in, say, in your mid-70s until something terrible happens. It takes on average 20 to 30 years of bad biochemistry, in most cases without any symptoms, before something cataclysmic happens. Whether it's cancer, dementia, vascular disease, or osteoporosis, osteopenia. Now, the important thing, and we had Barry Shears on the program about 3 or 4 years ago, who's a top doctor and a biochemist. And I've been doing, because I'm a biochemist first before I went to medicine, looking at fatty acids for years. The average ratio of pro-inflammatory fatty acids in the North American diet is 50 to 1 higher pro-inflammatory fatty acids versus anti-inflammatory. Now, you change that balance. In just this one pill a day of Omega Supreme Pro, you cut the risk of vascular disease of all types. Deep vein thrombosis, vascular plaque, calcification of your arteries and peripheral arteries, renal failure, stroke, TIA, cardiac arrhythmias, everything, you cut it in half. Just that one thing. Then we add things like our cardiovasc and magnesium glycinate, supernox to increase nitric oxide, beet juice powder. You take our CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and our vascular care propionyl carnitine, now you're starting to rock and roll. Now you basically are obviating that you cannot, with gamma E plus, get rid of peroxy nitrate and cell detox glutathione, get rid of hydroperoxy radical. You cannot oxidize cholesterol. You cannot oxidize fatty acids to form plaque, and you cannot die. So, you know, this is important that people understand that as you start to peel these things back, the single most powerful thing you can do is just to move to pro anti-inflammatory fatty acids for every illness, cancer, heart disease, right. diabetes. You mean there is no limit to what inflammation does in the body. Every underlying illness has three things going on with it. Inflammation, acidity, free radicals. They're all in hypoxia. Those four things occur in every illness in the body are the substrate. And if you can turn off the pro-inflammatory fatty acids, you change the trajectory of literally every illness you could get, even if you have the genetics toward it.
Perfect. That's so, you know, so great, Dr. Bill. And so that's, you know, this is what it's all about, is breakthroughs in technology, breakthroughs in bioavailability, and then obviously, Dr. Bill, your expertise for putting it together.
Yeah, putting it together and also showing the testing. For example, I did a consult yesterday of a lady in Mexico, because I do consults all over the world, but I had a translator, and we actually did a consult of a lady that was pretty smart in Mexico. And it turned out, of course, she had both type 1 and type 2 hypothyroidism, meaning her thyroid gland was destroyed by antibodies, but also she was diabetic, and her adrenal glands are probably shot, so we're ordering some further tests there. What you have to understand is I will tell you what kind of test to tell you what's going on. I tell people to keep their skepticals on. Even when we do a predictive analysis like a QRMA or metapathia, which I call predictive biological and bioharmonic resonant analysis, I can tell you what conventional and functional medicine pathology tests to do to confirm that what we suspect is going on. The average doctor doesn't do this, and I want to train them. Every doctor should be doing functional medicine as a matter of course, that this is how you do, whether you're a plastic surgeon or a family doctor or an obstetrician or a pediatrician, to make sure that the baby is going to myelinate their brain and develop normal brain development. In fact, when you take omega fatty acids, for a mother, for example, it's going to improve the chances that her baby in the future is going to have enough docosahexaenoic acid, they're going to myelinate their brain and have normal brain development. Because the baby's going to stake from the mother whatever the baby needs. And the same thing for yourself. If you're, you see someone that's getting elderly, people say, well, you can't prove that someone is developing brain changes. Wrong. I can do a platelet level of bioamines. I can do an intermediate metabolism analysis of their blood. I can do a SPECT blood flow scan to show decreased perfusion because they've had inflammatory plaque in their arteries and their circle of Willis. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram to look at voltages and coherence patterns to see if the cortex is in the same phase and frequency to form a neural network. I can do all kinds of stuff, right up to a PET scan if we need to. But I'm telling you, when people say you can't prove this, they're not talking to Deagle. I can prove it, and I can get to you to neuroscientists to do neuroscientific testing and so on top of that, neuropsychological testing. Biochemically, we can absolutely prove that what we're giving you, like whether it's Cognition Plus and Brain Power, and then you add Omega Supreme Pro and Omega Supreme Krill, which has 2,000 micrograms of astaxanthin. These are remarkable nutraceuticals that you can't find elsewhere. So that's when people say, well, I'm going to second-guess Deagle. I'm going to go on Google, and I'm going to go on Amazon or Vitacost or whatever it is. They're not going to find it or even have the what I call the artistic talent of how to mix and match these so they work. For example, in diabetics, and I want to review this because I've updated my protocol, my basic core protocol for diabetes is diabetaline with a sinulin to lower insulin resistance, biotin plus to give the chromium and chromium, vanadium, and other minerals for lowering insulin resistance, because if you don't have those minerals, and the biotin. Berberstatin to lower glucagon, because one of the primary hormones that drives your blood insulin up is the fact that your liver is converting protein into sugar at night. So berberstatin is one of the is the best single thing to block that, besides being pro, normalizing dysbiosis in your gut. And then the second level is leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance, which we have a unique lab in Europe that makes it for us. It's a natural nutraceutical. Glycemix, which is a meal replacement. So, you know, again, core, diabetoline, biotin plus, berberstatin. And the same thing goes with heart. I mean, if you're taking Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Pro, and Supernox, and magnesium glycinate, you're well on the way to having a healthy heart. And if you have a problem, believe it or not, your heart arrhythmias may be reversed, because it's a pro-inflammatory fatty acid that cause reentrant rhythms that are going to give you an atrial fibrillation. So we see a lot of people that start taking our nutraceuticals, including magnesium glycinate, and their doctor says, I don't know what you did, but your atrial fibrillation stopped. Now, every adult in their seventh decade literally is on, you know, every one in seven adults has got atrial fibrillation, and most of those are on a blood-thinning agent. Most of them are going to get horrible complications. Xarelto, lawsuits all over the place. Eliquis, Coumadin, oh my God, rat poison. And you can only use for a short period of time Lovenox, which is low molecular weight heparin. People don't understand there's alternative to these toxic garbage that could put you in grave danger of complications or death. So, Ryan, let's talk about the next one, Arthritix. Arthritix, of course, is a B2 collagen, type 2 collagen that shuts off and several other components that actually turn off the cytokines in the joint. And, you know, the combination, I take it myself every day. I take the tendon mender, the joint performance, and now the Arthritix. And and if I feel like it, also add Inflamex, which is the Wobenzym N formula plus serrapeptase. It actually gets fibrin out and interfascial adhesions out. And so we got the tendon mender to all affect the tenocytes. We've got the joint performance to rebuild the joint cartilage. And now we have the thing to turn off the cytokines in the joints, which is the Arthritix. You combine that with Collagen Max to rebuild the collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, and the polymer in your joints to get the fluid layer back in there. And Mountain Red Velvet, which we might add there as well. We're going to soon have the DR, delayed release capsules. And you can rebuild your joints. We've had people that are scheduled for total hip replacement, and they've actually rebuilt a hydroviscous layer in less than a month. And their doctors are shaking their heads saying, well, I've never seen this before. It's because they've never seen anybody take the right supplements before to obviate the need for surgery. So let's talk about Arthritix. What makes it so componently amazing? There's three major components, isn't there?
Yeah, the type 2 collagen, it's a patented compound that has been studied and used. It comes from actually a component of the chicken sternum. But the interesting thing is when this specific substance comes in, and not to be confused with other type 2 collagens, it's this specific substance, when they've done one in vitro, then animal testing, and then moving on to human, and what it's been able to do is it's really like a reprogramming. I know I've talked about this before, but I love the analogy of sort of rebooting your computer system. Everybody knows about a computer that's glitching. And you're like, what is the deal? You're like, hey, if you can install this new software, the glitch goes away. You know, not only does the glitch go away, your computer runs faster, better, and it is more what you want it to be.
Right.
And even an old computer, you can make it and restore it, right? So people can understand that concept. That's what this substance is doing. It comes in, and it's literally telling the computer, which is your body, that it wants to run a new program, which is stop attacking itself. That is self. This is non-self. You want to attack substances that are non-self. And by giving it these messages, it takes these conditions that are autoimmune associated and even metabolically active associated conditions like osteoarthritis, and it can reprogram the body and the immune system specifically to say, calm it down. And you see the ads everywhere for DMARDs, you know, these drugs, the disease-modifying drugs that are going to work
dangerous drugs. I mean, I did rheumatology research back in the 70s, 45 years ago when I was in medical school, and we had these DMARDs drugs back then, like gold salts, Ridura, chloramphenicol, you know, all these different drugs. They're dangerous as hell. And the new drugs now, like Humira, et cetera, they literally will give you, let your body grow pathogens that will only grow in your pet. They will give you hairy cell leukemia, so you get a weird cancer. They will knock out your immune system, so if you've got a nascent tuberculosis, you're going to have a massive explosion of your TB. They tell you in advance, if you take these drugs and you had TB, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, and so, what you know, don't go down that road if you don't have to, or hopefully you can get off that road if you're on it, and you go, like, a simple product like this, and we talked about this before when it was first about to launch, is you don't actually take this and then keep pounding more and more. It doesn't get better and better. It's actually a very simplistic protocol of a couple a day, and it just, the body starts changing the way that it sees self and non-self.
Right.
And that is massive. So this is easy because it's a cost-effective, dose-effective way to come in, and I don't really care what therapy you're on currently. You know, Dr. Bill hopefully is coaching you on what it is that you're using to modify the way your body is behaving. But this should be added on top for a lot of people that are struggling with all kinds of, you know, the body's conditions that go around autoimmunity. That's exciting.
It is exciting. By the way, my email coaching is free. If you're not sending me medical records and just asking for a modification after 2 weeks or a month of your protocol based on what you're doing and how well you're doing, and you're not sending me tons of lab work and x-rays and so on, there's no charge. You just have to email me and say, hey, I'm doing this well. This is still persisting. What do I do? Add, change, or adjust the dosage. And the neat thing about the arthritics, you don't adjust the dosage. I think it's like one pill twice a day. Is it? That's max. You don't need
correct.
To take more.
That is correct.
That's one all you take, one pill twice a day. You don't go to two or three or four and think it's going to have more effect. Now, you do take, and when you're taking Flamex, for a smaller person, four pills twice a day. For a bigger person, five. But with the arthritics, it's a immune-modulating molecule. It's not a dosage molecule where you have to take a big lump and dosage of it.
Yeah. No, and it's so it fits in this whole computer model. I want to hit on like that tendon mender, because this has been around for a while now in
right.
the NutraMedical lineup, and it is a huge home run of a product, because so many people are challenged with repetitive motion injury issues, and they end up with braces, they end up with some kind of Velcro strap around their forearm, a wrist guard, so that they're limiting mobility because it's painful and it's tough. And the doctors tell you if you don't isolate it, it can never be healed, kind of a thing, which isn't really the best.
Yeah,
thing
say,
to hear
yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, you know, yeah, just exactly. don't use it. Yeah, it's the old adage, my arm hurts when it does this. Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's
yeah,
it's not,
silly.
That's
what I do, I'll tell you what I do. I take these nutraceuticals, I get a deep tissue massage every week, I apply topical DHA pregnenolone, and I use the Body Balm from MG12 when I'm getting my massage. And I take the tendon bender, joint performance, collagen max, and the arthritics. I take all these, and guess what? I don't have any creaks, and I don't have any sore spots. People say, why are you doing so well at 65? Because in 2 weeks, I'm 65. It's because I'm doing natural things. I would not ever take a nonsteroidal, which increases the risk of heart disease or stroke. I would not be taking a disease-modifying drug like Humira ever. I break up the adhesions with things like Inflamex and... the arthritics now is a new addition that's really, and it really works well with the tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max. I mean, you know, basically I'm very limber now, and I get my massage after the show today. I'm sure she's going to say, Deagle, you're getting better, man. Are you getting younger? What's going on? And I feel like, actually, I feel like I am getting younger. I feel like I have less creaks than I did maybe 30 years ago. That's pretty cool. So, Ryan, let's go on to some of the other key nutraceuticals. One we haven't talked about for a little while, and I want to re-explore it, is Biotin Plus. Can we go over that a bit?
Which, sorry, Dr. Bill.
Biotin Plus, because mm-hmm. we didn't, in the past I would say, okay, on second level treatment I would add Minerals Plus, but I would say first level care for diabetes is... Dibetalene, Biotin Plus, Berberstatin, and then maybe for meal replacement, glycemic in snacks. Second
yeah,
level,
I mean,
leptin metabolic, and the Minerals Plus. And, of course, the anti-inflammatory fatty acids. Remember, like Omega Supreme, Krill, and Omega Pro, diabetes is an inflammatory condition. Cell Defense Plus, reduce cytokines. Things to convert white fat to brown fat. Lipo Flush, conjugated linoleic acid, Cell Defense Plus, and Force Colon. Back in a moment. We'll talk about Biotin Plus in a moment. Stay tuned. Thanks for all the good listeners out there. If your questions, email me. I'll answer. I'm your coach.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Talking about the issues, blood sugar management for people, which is a massive, it's almost, I believe it's replaced baseball as the American pastime, which is blood sugar control, right? Diabetes management. It's right. Just, it's everywhere that people need to deal with it.
February 2015, they actually published at UCSD that leukotriene B4 in knockout mice could actually induce diabetes, and you can actually knock it out by knocking out the leukotriene B4 production. By genetically modifying the mice. So what they realize is that diabetes is an inflammatory condition. That's where Omega Supreme Pro and Omega Krill are come in. And the minerals, chromium, vanadium, and the traxamino acid chelate form, sinulin, all these other things like leptin, metabolic, they lower insulin resistance, increase the number of GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptors. People should also understand that insulin also regulates sodium, potassium, ATPase, that regulates your salt and potassium intake in your cells, and the transmembrane potential, the potentiometry of your tissue. So if you have a tissue potentiometer, which I had in my office in Denver, you can determine the life force in someone, which is tied directly to their metabolic rate, too, which is why type 2 diabetes, which is 30 to 50 times more frequent, anybody with an elevated blood insulin has type 2 diabetes. Even if their blood sugar and their blood pressure are normal, they're on the way to nasty things. So everybody that's hypertensive has insulin resistance. Everybody that has dyslipidemia has insulin resistance. Everybody that has osteoarthritis or early dementia has insulin resistance. And in fact, even if you look at children that have autism or autism spectrum disorder, they all have insulin resistance. Everybody that has hypothyroidism type 2, elevated reverse thyroid hormone, all has increased insulin resistance. It is the basis for heart disease, diabetes, cancer, six times more frequent in diabetics, vascular disease, and dementia. I mean, you got to think that, you know, what is dementia? It's type 3 diabetes. I mean, as one of our leading internists over 100 years ago said at McGill University, he who knows diabetes knows medicine.
And you talked about the inflammation. You talked about the pH being imbalanced. All these things, and you're like, well, where are we seeing a lot of that come from? You're like, right there. You're like, your glucose management is out of control, you know, and it's not going to take a whole lot to throw it out of whack. The thing is, it's a symptom-free condition. And so when people eat things that are spiking sugar, there's no deleterious symptom. If you felt sick or woozy or nauseous, hey, you know what? We could probably solve this problem darn quick, right? But instead, that doesn't happen. You actually probably feel pretty darn good. You feel like you're hyped up and ready to roll and all that. And that's a dangerous thing because it's like you're taking a drug, and then afterwards it's just crashing you down and burning you out. And
what are the two hormones that counteract insulin when you drug your insulin through the ceiling with rapidly absorbed carbs? Cortisol, which stresses the hell out of your adrenal glands, and glucagon, which makes your liver turn fat and protein overnight into sugar. You don't want to turn that steak into candy bars at night, do you? But it does. That's why berberstatin's so important. That's why people don't understand that when you start to get thyroid failure, you also stress the hell out of your adrenals. So if you do a Genova Lab saliva test for cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin, what you find is that the diurnal pattern is all screwed up in someone who's pre-diabetic or diabetic. So they're often stressed out. That also will start to get sympathetic overdrive and insomnia. They often start to have urinary problems because they get urinary retention and prostatism caused by prostate swelling caused by the same factors. You know, this all feeds into an overall spectrum, which is now, by the way, taking over countries like China, where they're less physically active, they're eating pro-inflammatory fatty acids, they're eating more polluted cities, and as a result, they're starting to develop all the Western illnesses that are pro-inflammatory. And our diet, even, you know, if you eat farm fish that's not organic, you're eating pro-inflammatory fats. If you're eating non-grass-fed steak, it doesn't have the fatty acids of salmon. It has the fatty acids that are going to burn your arteries out in your brain. So, you know, people need to know that. Otherwise, they don't reach for another pill or a drug from their, you know reflex magic script doctor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
For all you doctors out there, first off, you should start doing lipid electrophoresis. You should start doing in your cardiac risk patients a thoracic, and if you're suspicious it's abnormal, transesophageal echogram, a CT scan to look for blood flow, and a high-speed CT scan with calcium score to determine if you're calcifying arteries. And my artery recalcification program involves Omega Supreme Pro, Omega Krill, Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma A Plus, and CoQ10, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and propionyl carnitine, which is a carnitine to reverse that. The gamma A plus and cell detox glutathione are going to prevent fatty acid and cholesterol oxidation. And when we had Dr. Phil Broughton, you can even measure antibodies against 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol in T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids. And if your little macrophages, big eater cells, eat oxidized cholesterol in T-bars or fatty acids that are oxidized, they die. And they form a thing called a foam cell that's a death cell that forms a stable complex first layer of a tar paper shack in Haiti in the inside of your artery wall that basically can burst and form an embolus and shoot down the artery or form a clot that can just block it right off. Now, do you think your doctor knows this about levels of soluble ICAM 1 and 2 and these other factors like factor 5 Leiden mutation or, you know, your rheologic blood viscosity or your lipid electrophoresis? The small particle HDL is the death molecule that'll kill you? None of them do. Not one of the cardiologists I've talked to for years does lipid electrophoresis. They damn well should start and stop being lazy using, you know, we call calculations using what's called nuclear magnetic spectroscopy of your lipid fractions. And there's still dumb doctors that think that cholesterol causes trouble. Cholesterol does nothing. It's all VLDL3 and small particle HDL. HDL, cholesterol, is protective of your artery walls. And things like your levels of CoQ10 should be measured in your blood, too. How many doctors are measuring CoQ10 in your blood? None. And when you take an HMG chorea reductase inhibitor, because cholesterol is turned into CoQ10. By the way, it's also turned into the myelination factors in your brain. So if you take a CoQ10 and a dysmyelination drug like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, you can watch over 5 or 10 or 20 years. You can actually see the patchy dysmyelination of neural fibril tracts, and they lose saltatory nerve construction between different areas of their cortex and their peripheral nerves, losing motor control, cognition, memory, etc. You can even see shrinkage in volumetric studies of the hippocampus and various basal nuclei. If you don't believe me, I can give you all the literature and flood you with articles that prove that I know what I'm talking about. And so, doctor, why don't you change your practices out there? And why don't you patients insist that your doctor start doing lipid electrophoresis, homocysteine after a 500 milligram to 1,000 milligram night before challenge with L-methionine? Because if you eat a high methyl group piece of meat or say, almonds that have high methyls, if you don't have the proper metabolism, you're going to drive your homocysteine and burn the heck out of your brain, your artery walls, and your heart, because homocysteine is one of the most toxic molecules on earth, and it'll destroy your mitochondria. And it's probably the primary reason why people get hypertension, blow out an artery like the aorta on Adam Thicke. I guarantee you, if I did a L-methionine challenged homocysteine level and measured his levels of oxidative metabolites like T-bars and etc., and lipid fractions, I guarantee you that he would have a pro-inflammatory fatty acid mix with small particle HDL ready to blow his artery out and make the balloon of his aorta pop when he played hockey. Now, if you think your doctor knows more than Dr. Deagle, have the nerve to, number one, don't ask him to call me. Get his permission for me to call him or her. And it's scary to have Dr. Deagle call you. It is the scariest thing you can imagine intellectually. When you think you're sitting on your high horse or your pedestal, and I'm going to knock you off your pedestal, because I don't care for people's, you know, sensibilities of, oh, that's not nice, Dr. Deagle. I want to make doctors better health providers. I want to make, before I leave this mortal coil, like Robbie Burns said, I want to make doctors more scientifically based rather than based on emotionality or group behavior like lemmings, medical lemmings, telling you to take drugs that are toxic or behaviors that they think are going to help you by cutting out, for example, cutting out fats when anti-inflammatory fats are good for you. Simple carbohydrates are poison and dangerous, and complex carbohydrates are okay if you're taking the right fatty acids to make sure they don't cling to your artery walls or form and increase levels of insulin, glucagon, cortisol, etc. And if you think you can't measure this, of course you can. You don't just measure hemoglobin A1C, and you can measure fructosamine, which responds within 3 weeks if you change your diet, if you're diabetic, 6 months for hemoglobin A1C. So, you know, let's look at this. You know, diabetes is the underlying, if you want to call it, subroot of most Western illness, isn't it? And insulin sensitivity and resistance. Right, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's it. I mean, I had a lady yesterday. When I did this consult yesterday, this lady apparently had a hysterectomy, lost one ovary 20 years ago, then had her thyroid went kabook. She just recently got her test done, which proved she had anti-thyroid antibodies, so she burned her thyroid out. But I also made sure that she got a reverse thyroid hormone test, and it was into orbit, which means she didn't just have type 1 hypothyroidism, which is where you burn your thyroid out because you have antibodies, antimicrosomal, antithyroglobulin. She also had diabetic thyroid type 2, which Dr. Mark Starr calls a type 2. I've been calling this, you know, thyroid resistance syndrome since 1981 when I worked with the head of pathology. We brought the reverse thyroid hormone test from Germany 37 years ago, so I actually am the originator of this test in North America with Dr. Hugh, the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. And if you measure a reverse thyroid hormone, free hormone, RT3 test, and it's into orbit, this literally molecule, if you want to do deep space travel to, let's say, Proxima Centauri 4.5 light years away, and you want to, you know, have someone just take one meal a month, give them an intravenous or a transdermal patch of reverse thyroid hormone, and you'll turn their metabolism and put them into hibernation. Why do you think all these people are fat or diabetic and they can hardly eat anything? Their reverse T3 is shutting off their mitochondria. They don't need much to survive. I had two master's level dietitians in my office in Denver, and we had thousands of diabetic and obese Mormons. And when we analyzed the data, some of these people could maintain body mass on 300 calories a day. It was crazy. Their core body temperature was 3, 4, 5 degrees below normal. They were literally on their way to deep space. So I talked to NASA doctors like Dr. Graveline, who actually is one of my show, after we helped to rescue him from his exposure to HMG chorea reductase inhibitors about 7-8 years ago. And I said, you know, if you want a deep space molecule to travel to the nearest star system, you got to research reverse thyroid hormone. This is your baby. This is the hormone that bears use to go into hibernation so they literally exist in their fat over winter. Crazy, hey?
Yeah. And you know what? People with just some basic dietary changes, you know, lowering out those carbohydrates or eliminating the vegetable side and then starting to, like you're saying, enhance these things with you know, the glycemic meal, the diabetoline, Nutritrala.
And then stop the inflammation with other things like not only the fatty acids, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy, gamma A plus to have tocotrienols and tocopherols to get rid of the hydroperoxy radical. If you're having a person that's getting transient ischemic attacks, like they're going to have a stroke or they're having migraines, because migraines are a direct risk that you're going to get a stroke, the first two things you need is CoQ10 ubiquinol, right, and gamma A plus and cell detox glutathione, those three things. You take those three things, you just terminate the idea of ever having migraines again. They won't happen. And I recommend, of course, every day at least a bio-LVR or powermethyl B12 superfolate, because you need to support B12 folate levels. And then the other thing that's really important for your arteries is S-methyl. You take a S-methyl pack first thing in the morning, again at 2 p.m. No more TIAs. Gone. Fatty acids, you're taking Omega Supreme Pro, you're taking krill, you're taking these other things. The inflammation and spasm of your arteries that's going to give you a stroke is not going to happen. So when your doctor says, well, I'm going to give you an antiarrhythmic drug or a blood thinner to stop your stroke, they're not stopping the inflammation in your arteries. They're just trying to protect your platelets from sticking together. It doesn't turn off the inflammation. It's crazy, isn't it? You know, stopping them from sticking together doesn't mean they've turned off the inflammation in your artery wall. Right? What do you think, Ryan? So let's talk about that for a minute. What about natokinase and its effect in the body? Well, natokinase is, of course, developed by Dr. Sumi in Japan and Dr. Holsworth here in America. And I've had Dr. Holsworth on the show over the last 8 or 9 years. And natokinase is very, very good. You add it to our cardiovascular, and of course, omega fatty acids immediately reduce blood viscosity, and our cardiovascular has ginkgo biloba and other things that will reduce blood viscosity. Ryan, are you there? Let's talk about natokinase. Ah, he must be on silent mode, or someone has kind of interrupted him somehow. Well, the natokinase is important, okay? I tell people, one of the tests, besides getting a lipid electrophoresis you need to do, which tells you what really are the fractions, I'm not concerned what your cholesterol is. We had Eskimos from the Northwest Territories, the Yukon, and Alaska, and University of British Columbia in 1977. I personally drew their bloods, and we'd see the buffy coat and the blood literally separate like, you know, the old style, you know, dairyman delivering the milk to your home, and the cream would sit on top. And, of course, if you're the cursed kid up, you'd grab the cream off the top of the milk. Well, you'd see that the top of their blood looked like, you know, whitish-yellow fats, because that's what it was. Their cholesterol was like 2,800 to 3,500. Cholesterol doesn't do anything to you. It's actually a great patch for an inflamed arterial wall or capillary wall. What harms you are things that get under the intimal lining and cause inflammatory changes, small particle HDL, trans fatty acids, oxidized cholesterol, non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, and VLDL3, and when your macrophages eat these little globules, they go, uh-oh, and it was a bad meal, and they have a bad day, they die. And they form a thing called a foam cell and stimulate the production of fibrin degradation products, adhesion molecules for platelets to adhese to the outside of the dead foam cell, and they form a layer of plaque. We now know what causes this. In fact, when I went over this lecture with Dr. Roger Damley at the University of Colorado Swedish Hospital Medical Center cardiology unit, and we shared an office with him. He was an invasive cardiologist who would do ablation treatments after he got trained in 8 years of training after his cardiology resident at Mayo. And he said, you know something about what causes atherosclerosis, Deagle? I heard, let's go next door to the Greek restaurant. Well, I did, and I gave him a data dump. And this is like, you know, we're talking about 17, no, how many years ago is it now? 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And that's what I knew then. I know a lot more now. I mean, my God, man, my knowledge base is so broad now. Anybody who thinks who thinks that we don't know exactly what causes heart disease, they're lying to you. Because even the average cardiologist's got to know a hell of a lot more. Like, even like, hey, we better give you CoQ10. We're giving you Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. They got to know what's damaging your mitochondria. They got to know what's messing up with your myelination in your brain. They got to know it's going to influence your cardiac conduction pathways in your heart, because you dysmyelinate cardiac conduction pathways, you're going to get reentrant rhythms and all kinds of other crap. So I guess we're trying to get Ryan back if we can. Yeah, so something may have happened there. Let's look at some of the other things that I want to talk about, too. We also have other amino other forms of chromium, chromium organic. We have, of course, the selenium organic, which is very important for oxidative stress. When we do thyroid, for example, and I had this lady yesterday that I did a consult, she needs to be on mitothyroid, probably two capsules, not one. She needs to get off synthetic thyroid, levothyroxine, and there's a version of thyroid that's synthetic down in Mexico with another weird name like titroxin or something, which is foolish. Synthetic thyroid doesn't work, and either, by the way, just slow-release T3. There were a number of pharmaceutical companies getting the idea, well, we'll just make a slow-release T3. Your body needs to release the T3 at the dosage it needs when it wants it. T3 has a half-life in your bloodstream of 5.5 minutes, which means when you make it, it's gone. Half of it's gone in 5.5 minutes. And it's down to a quarter of that in 10 minutes or 11 minutes, which means 11 minutes, whatever burst of T3 happens, is down to a quarter in 11 minutes. Now, if you want to maintain a level of T3 to keep your mitochondria turned on, your body has to constantly... Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Dr. Bell. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Those things happen. We were talking about different things like thyroid activation and so on, and fat. One of the other things about diabetes and obesity is turning white fat to brown fat. And we have that with Cell Defense Plus and Lipo Flush and also our first colon. Let's talk about that for a minute. If somebody wants to lose weight this year, they need to get their blood insulin, glucagon, and cortisol under control. If cortisol is high and glucagon is high, it's going to make sure their body's going to counteract with high insulin. But they also need to get on a low-carb diet, and they need to take things to convert white fat to brown fat. So we have Lipo Flush, conjugated linoleic acid, and we have Cell Defense Plus, and we have also Forskolin. Let's talk about these first two. CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, called Lipo Flush, and Cell Defense Plus, which has lots of other benefits. It gets rid of cancer mother cells. It turns off tissue cytokines. It stimulates stem cell regeneration of tissue. It's pretty amazing stuff. You know, it protects your brain from oxidative stress and degeneration. It protects DNA from precancerous changes. It's got a lot of amazing things that Cell Defense Plus does. So these two are really important. Yeah. If you want to get rid of fat, you have to convert your white fat to brown fat.
Now, let me hit on that Cell Defense Plus, because that is a curcumin-based product, but there's a lot of options for people with regards to curcumin, and they're often confused because all they hear about is, this one supposedly absorbs better than that one. What they don't know is the science behind what the published studies are on curcumin. And this material is the most published material there is, literally, end of story. Over 21 peer-reviewed clinical trials around this material specifically. Now, what the key is that it's so purified. There's no additional ingredients in here. It is curcuminoids, and it is essential oils that are naturally found in the material. It doesn't need any liposomal unique delivery component to get it to absorb. It goes in and it stays in for a long period of time. And the thing that it does is that it has a sevenfold effect over the next major formula for absorption in free curcuminoids in your blood, meaning it's being released, it's being utilized, it's bioavailable. And so people can use this formulation and truly use it as an alternative to using, you know, anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving products and stuff like that to really help control the inflammation going on in the body. And as you're saying, Dr. Bill, this sort of ongoing fire that's burning inside of every one of us, the whole idea is to keep it, you don't put the pilot light out, but you want it to be as low as you can. You don't want a lot of inflammation and excessive, pollutants into your body, right, from the process of our body just doing its normal things.
Yeah.
So when we use the Cell Defense Plus,
it's remarkable, like you said, in almost any area of the body, it's critical that you use a formulation like this to keep inflammation under control and all body systems working better and protect.
Yeah, it's like a cellular fire extinguisher, I would call it. How's that?
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, back in just a minute with...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We're talking about pain on the break, and just generically, first off, all pain is inflammation, and I did research. I'm going to actually publish this on the program in the next few weeks. I'll have Dr. Jim Hedgecock. I started doing having interest in pain when I did rheumatology research under Dr. John Woodbury, and I discovered a couple of things. I found that if you use an acupuncture point finder, and this is 45 years ago, that if someone has a hot joint and their right knee is being destroyed by rheumatoid nodules, and they've got destroyed cartilage and the joint's so hot you can feel it a foot away, but the left knee is perfectly fine, you say, well, how can that be if there's an antibody against the joint surface It's because there's no electrical activity. Now, I developed a new model of disease and aging, which I'm going to present to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in 2017. And my model of disease and aging is very radical. It applies quantum physics to biological systems. And I talked to Dr. Klatz, and there is no doctor in history, even the doctors in Russia and in China that have done some work on quantum biology, that has anything even remotely like my theory. I'll explain. It's the primary gate in your skin. It's in my 1986 patents and my patents in the early 2000s. That is called the Langerhans gate. Now, you can block that topically with DHA, pregnenolone, and curcumin cream because you're blocking the cytokines. I found if you inject at the acupoints over the pain region homeopathic narcotics and things like NMDA receptor blockers and so on, but just homeopathic narcotic work like a charm, one drop at the spot would literally throw the switch because if you don't have skin, you can't have pain. And when you turn off, it's like taking your monitor and hitting a switch in your computer so you can't see the monitor or part of the monitor screen anymore. And when your brain can't see it, it can't transfer that signal up to your dorsal root ganglion, which is the second level, which is why I was training under Dr. Holland Brewer at the Anschutz Center to become an interventional pain specialist doing transferaminal nerve blocks in the operating room or putting spinal pumps and stimulators. And I was about to go off to the Cedars-Sinai Center in California and challenge the pain boards because I've been doing research and I have discovered the cause of pain. And I can tell you right now from my work in Dr. Hedgecock, we trained doctors 14 years ago in San Francisco with our technology called the Axon 2. And if you go to axonpain.com, you can actually get a doctor in your part of the country or your country that we developed a technology. And I added in 1998-99 potentiometry, which is electromyography, to his pain scanner that was actually developed for A-deltin C fibers. And I did a study for the Department of Motor Vehicles for the state of Colorado for repetitive motion injury and entrapment pain syndromes. So my theory of pain works. Now, how do you turn it off? You want to be taking anti-inflammatories. You want to take Inflamex. You want to take Arthritix. You want to take Tendon Mender and Joint Performance, and you want to take pro anti-inflammatory fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro and Omega Supreme Krill. And these other therapies are available. We have the what's called the Matrix Scan and Lumen Photon right now, simple portable devices to turn off pain. We have Lumen Photon therapy at the Setting 7 and Setting Nico for regeneration. So there's no excuse to take narcotics or fentanyl patches. And there's certainly, you don't want to start messing around with transferaminal nerve blocks if you can block it at your skin level.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.